WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We have open lines for our next two segments, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. And if you missed our last segment and you're listening in the archives, go back and listen to it. It was one of our best. I have to, don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt. What a great story.
I will never complain about packing while I'm tired again.
Now, I'll tell you something. Entrepreneurially speaking, most women would not have said, oh, I got to go to work today, even though I'm in labor. Let me get in the car and go to work and do this for the boss, even though I'm in labor.
Right.
But when it's your own company, there's a certain kind of pride.
Absolutely.
And even when you're in labor, you're going to get your work done. She's like a pioneer woman. I love this woman. I love this woman.
It's true.
So if you'd like to know how to find the secret word, you know, we have this contest every Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we do.
We play a sound, and when you hear that sound, the first person to call in with the secret word wins the prize of the day, which today is a wonderful, wonderful... is it a backpack or a tote bag?
It's sort of a tote bag.
But it's very interesting. eBay logo on it and all that kind of stuff. So to find the newsletter with the secret word, you click the group chat link on the player.
Yes.
They may ask you to sign into eBay again. Don't worry, okay? Even if you're already signed in. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. There you'll find today's secret word, and you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox. So there you go.
If you want to win,
you know, a prize. So have you done any listing lately?
I did. I listed, I think, 10 pairs of shoes last week. I sold two. And I got...
Where did you get the shoes?
Oh, you know, a thrifting here and there.
Okay.
I look for certain brand names that are in near flawless condition or flawless if possible.
And can you give us that secret or is that
a secret? What do you mean?
As to what you know.
Oh, the labels?
Yeah.
I look for Timberlands. Always can sell Timberlands. I look for names like Cole Haan or Stacy Adams, Steve Madden. If I saw a pair of Jimmy Choo's, I'd probably keep them and try to fit my shoes into them. No, I wouldn't do that. What other brands do I have? Keep an eye out. This is important. Keep an eye out for the Nordstrom brands because they sell very well. Allen Edmonds, that's one of the Nordstrom brands. Nikes, if I think they've got some chance of selling. I'm trying to think. There's others that I buy, but I think I've bought some. I have one pair that I bought last year and I forgot about. A very interesting, beautifully made pair of Italian shoes that I haven't researched yet. But I mean, these are so well made that they have to be good. Oh, Ferragamo. I sold a pair.
Oh,
I sold those. I sold the Ferragamo immediately. I bought them for, I think it was $9.
So you just find these Ferragamos in thrift shops, huh?
Yeah, I do. I do not find enough to make a living. If I had to make a living at this, I would do something very different than a thrifting. I think I'd be looking for mass product. But for this...
Because
for,
you work full-time for one
I work
day.
Full-time. But for keeping something active, yeah, I can find them. It's an active area around. It's the Bay Area. I mean,
so you
there
sold
are people
how
losing
many?
And gaining jobs every day. And you know, so
that's
people change,
true.
They move away, they get rid of their clothes, they die. People die here. It's hard to believe. So, yeah, they could be dead men's shoes. What do I know?
Are you ready to go to the phones?
Let me compose myself. Yes, I'm ready.
Please do compose yourself.
Okay.
Misha in Des Moines, New Mexico, known on eBay as Classy Souls. Hey, Misha, what's your question or comment?
Hi. Well, this is a question for Griff. Actually, I have a lot of questions, but I'll limit it to one right now. Yesterday, I don't check my dashboard regularly. Yesterday, I had checked it and saw that I had a low star rating on a pair of shoes, men's shoes, and I had described in the description, you know, some of the defects, the flaws on them, and there were photos, and so I had called in, and I was talking and asking. I said, well, I don't understand why I can get a low rating on this, and he said, well, let me check it out. Well, he checked it out, said he couldn't do anything, but he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put, because I had the flaw in the condition and in the description. He said, I want you to put it in item specific. He was a really nice guy. He said, I want you to put it in item specifics. I also want you to circle the flaw. I said, I'm not allowed to do that. He said, oh, yes, you can. I said, no, we've been told we're not to put anything on the photos. So my question this time is, has that changed?
No, it hasn't. You don't want to... You don't want to use software to put overlays on your images.
Okay. Well, he wasn't arguing. He just said, yes, you can. And no. I said, well, no, I know we can. And so he said, well, you just have to put, I have probably 9 pictures in there. And he said, well, you need more pictures. And anyway, so I don't have a thing about the defect. It's what it is. But I knew that information was not correct.
Well, wait a minute. Is this a... I'm not clear here. Is this a item that already sold and you're reselling, or can you be more...
No, it was an item that sold that I had not checked my dashboard to see that I had gotten a low star rating, which I don't know what it was, but it was low enough to result in a defect. Mm. And when I called, I was simply asking, I have photos. There are photos of the flaw, and there's description of the flaw. How is it that the buyer, he said, well, it's just a survey. He said, buyers don't really know that. He said, if there had been a case, I could remove it. But because it's a survey, and it was a low star rating, he said, I can't do anything about it.
Right. It's not survey. It's feedback he's talking about. It's just when they left feedback, they did that.
Yes, but that's what he called it. That, you know, when he
they
when
shouldn't
he
be died. Calling it that. Oh, geez, this drives me crazy. They should not be using the word survey.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So, what was the item?
It was a pair of shoes, men's shoes.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is going to make
it. There was kind of an impression. I don't even know what it was, but there was kind of an impression on the top. Three little areas, little circles, and I had said that there were, you know, kind of impressions on the top, and then I had, you know, photos of it. But he said, I want you to circle it. And I said, I can't do that.
Item's already sold, so you can't go back and circle it. I mean...
In the new ones. He said, in anything else...
In anything new. So I have even better advice, and I know this one's not easy sometimes. I'm assuming that you buy your merchandise in maybe thrift stores, for example?
Yep. Yeah.
So I will not buy anything with an imperfection. And I know sometimes that means picking them up and going, ooh, they're so cheap, and ooh, it's a brand name, and it's just got these little flaws. I'll point them out. I just make it a point never to sell anything with imperfections like that. Sometimes in shoes.
I hear you.
Yeah, sometimes with shoes, it's just a matter of I'll take a chance on some and say, I think I can polish these and they'll look fine. Or I think I can wash the soles and they'll look much better. But if there are structural imperfections or surface imperfections like a deep scuff, I just put them back and I say, some other eBay seller can have these and they can deal with the issues afterwards. I'm only looking for stuff that is as flawless as possible, if not flawless. But in the meantime,
I agree with you.
Because what you can do is, you can't really circle it on the photo, but you can provide the listing pictures. You can show this has got this imperfection. You can point it out in the description in big, loud letters, and you're still going to get a buyer who buys it and says, oh, look, there's an imperfection, item as described. I have a case right now, personally, and I know you didn't call to hear my case, but just to tell you, sometimes it's so subjective. Now, I take pretty good pictures. I think we all agree that. I mean, I've worked hard on it for the last 20 years. Somebody's returning a shirt saying item is not as described because the shirt that he received, he says, is lighter or darker in tone than the photograph in the listing. Well, I'm not going to argue with him. He's wrong, but I'm just going to say, oh, well, what are you going to do? You should go get your eyes checked or your monitor fixed. But this is what happens sometimes. The subjectivity is always going to be there on occasion. The best way to prevent against or lower the risk of that subjectivity is to not offer items that have noticeable or questionable or a level of imperfections beyond at which you're having to explain them all, and there could be confusion.
This was an old purchase, and so, you know, it was something that sold recently. I'm just hearing you, and I don't want to do that anymore. It's like when I heard one eBayer say the way to avoid defects is to leave the item in the thrift store.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one way to do it.
So,
Misha, thank you so much for calling.
Yes, Misha, it's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Yep, she's always got good stuff when she
calls.
Thanks
for the clarification.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and when we come back from this break, we're going to talk to Mark in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And this segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us, 888-723-4630. Here you are on eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 306.
In many ways, your business on eBay is only as good as your reputation. Kat Simpson is known on eBay as the Kat's Boutique. She says once you have a reputation, you have to continue to work at
keeping your good name good. So the fancy explanation is skills, techniques, and business practices to protect your reputation. In a recent survey of eBay buyers, just eBay buyers, 80% of eBay buyers consider your reputation the most important factor of whether or not they buy from you. 70% of eBay buyers won't even buy from a seller who doesn't have a reputation. We live in the reputation economy, and it's everywhere now.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC for eBay answers. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. And if you didn't hear it earlier, I do believe we heard some...
We did.
...from our foul-weathered friend.
And maybe Mark in St. Paul, Minnesota knows what we're talking about. Known on eBay as N-I-S-S-E-H-U-S. Hi, Mark.
Nissehus. Hi.
We've talked to you before, Mark. What's your what's your question or comment today?
Well, I have the secret word.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
And what would that be?
Because I'm not a jobber knowl.
I'm glad you think so.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Jobber knowl.
Yeah, jobber knowl.
Yay! What does it mean?
Well, apparently it means blockhead, either literally or figuratively.
That's right. And you're not a blockhead, because if you were, you wouldn't have even known to call us.
Exactly.
That's right.
So you have won the prize, and all you need to do is to send us your shipping address to griff@ebay.com, and I will put this in the mail today.
Okay, wonderful. And I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this has happened to me three times now, and I don't know what I could be doing wrong.
Okay.
But when I have sold multiple items to someone, sent the bill, and these are ones that have shipping attached because I have a prorated shipping scale. And then the payment comes, and the customer hasn't paid the shipping, and I look at the invoice, and it says free shipping. So it's like I sent them an invoice with a shipping charge, but they paid me with an invoice that says free shipping.
Yeah, I'd need to have more detail. If you want, you can send where this happened, send all the details, including the item numbers, and if you have it, a copy of any of the invoice screen captures, anything, send that to me and I'll forward it to the
team. Yeah, one was a couple days ago, so I'll see if I can do that. But
yeah, because I don't know I don't know why that would happen.
It puts me in the position of, do I email the person and say, oh, you were supposed to be billed for shipping, will you please send it? Which I've done a couple of times, and once I decided just to let it go because that seems kind of like, well, this is my mistake and I should absorb it or something.
Yeah, send the details to me and I'll have someone look
at
it.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark. Congratulations for winning.
Okay, and have a good Tuesday.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye. So there's a really cute picture of a little baby in here. That somebody put up in the chat room. It says, I'm hungry and mommy is shipping eBay packages.
That's not Amelia.
No, that's cute.
Because if
baby,
it was Amelia, though, she'd be saying, I'm hungry and mommy's feeding me while she's shipping eBay packages.
Exactly. I'll tell you, somebody said on the chat board that she should be eBayer of the year. If women were in charge of the world, she would be eBayer of the year.
Yeah, she would. You're right.
Fantastic. Listen, we have Daniel, our friend Daniel in Front Royal, Virginia, known as Karate 25 Daniel, on board with us. Hi, Daniel. What's your question or comment?
Howdy, howdy.
Hello,
Daniel. Well, I just wanted to give you all a very pleasant update.
Okay.
I think it's 6 DVDs listed now.
Oh, fantastic.
I just got those listed last night, one of which hasn't got a photo. It was weird. It had all of the descriptions and everything in it, but no photo in the product catalog there on eBay.
So, oh, yeah, that happens. Sometimes some of the product catalog entries don't have a photo. They have the information, but not a photo.
Right. So Mom and I are going to take a photo and take photos of this particular DVD and put that in there. And I have a very excited update about my feedback. I checked it, and turns out, I believe last time I checked, it's now 7.
Oh.
Yay.
Which means I'm halfway towards that first gold star.
That's right.
So I could not be happier with that.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, congratulations, Daniel. You are definitely...
I'm thrilled.
Daniel, we're thrilled for you.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you what now.
Okay.
I heard y'all's segment with the very polite lady, Amanda.
Yes.
Yes, Amanda, yeah.
All I have to say, dear lady, is God be with you and keep you.
Yeah, I know. She's amazing.
Man, oh, man. I'm just sitting here... I'm just trying to draw mental images of all this stuff going on, and I'm like, holy Moses.
And she was, she's
incredible.
It
wow.
has to be one of the best stories we've had on the radio.
So, Daniel, I'm looking at your listings right now. So, Griff, he wasn't kidding. One of them does not have a picture.
Yeah, that happens occasionally with the catalog. So,
the lamb.
Right.
No.
So you just leave it up there till you get the picture.
Don't you worry. I'm not taking none of them down till they sell.
Okay.
Okay, good.
And, I've got two or three more of them that weren't in the catalog at all. And so we're going to just do those manually. And,
oh, good.
Yeah.
And they're looking pretty good. I'm looking at your listings. They look pretty good, Daniel.
Yeah, they look excellent.
Well, thank you.
As a matter of fact.
I'll tell you, my mom is... not always exactly motivated, but she's kind of like a diesel engine. You have a hard time getting her going. But once you get her going, she can run a long, gall darn time, I'll tell you.
Daniel, we're happy for you. Keep us informed.
I certainly will, my friend.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. Daniel, it's always good to hear from you.
And we always like to say this after Daniel calls, in case those of you who are new to the show. Daniel is blind. And he's learning to sell on eBay.
And doing it good, too.
Exactly.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Coming up, a turkey call right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.